Hello? Oh, hi, Darius, please.
This is Chi.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina, I'm good. Thank you.
Hi. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I have some problems with my bank account until they didn't fix it. I don't have any other account for my business.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I don't know if you wanted to use maybe a personal card or a different type of account in the meantime, because right now you're only past due for $129, but on September 17th, that will reoccur to $258. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. And I don't want
let's do this. If you still get charged against me because you didn't take out the payment, just close the account and that'd be all. You know? Because I now have a big problem with the bank and I can't resolve the situation until, you know, the taxes and all that stuff they require. So
that's what I'm saying is I can't close an account with a past due balance. So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree
mm-hmm.
to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th. It's $129. So if you're able to pay that, I can then close the account, but I can't close the account with a past due balance. So as long as you can do that. Mm-hmm.
What time I have to pay that amount?
We say 3 business days before the 17th. So as long as you could do that by September 14th, you would be good to do that before you would get the next month's charge. Because that one is past due from August 17th. That's
okay.
The August 17th charge that we're having trouble
can
with.
Can you call me again by September 14th?
Yep, absolutely.
Because
now
my account is fixed for that time, I can continue with that. But if not, well, unfortunately, I have to cancel and then call you again and put it back my business, you know.
Yep.
I'm sorry
you're having trouble with your account. You know, what you might want to do in the meantime is you can go to like Walmart or 7-Eleven and get one of those prepaid cards for $129 and maybe give me something like that in the meantime just to get your account current. And that way, you know, once the account pays, I can push the next billing out 30 days for you. So let's say that you can't pay this until, you know, September 14th. I can then push the next payment out to October 14th for you. That way you have plenty of time to fix the problem with your bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but right now, you know, at this time, I'm really busy, and I'm right now in the middle of the meeting with different contractors. Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to give you some ideas. So I'll send you a notification
that
talks about the payment failing. It has my extension. So if you get things straightened out, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you next week, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, have a good day.
Goodbye.
Bye.